16 now before 11 o'clock, our Youth Expression Showcase continues. And once again, I've got lots of folks I'm surrounded by, and I want to be sure that you can picture them. There's a cast of 8 people with me right now from Saltworks Theater, and I'm going to have them each introduce themselves to you. And if you could just tell us your name, age, and the school you go to, I might ask you a question or two, too. And you're all actors, so I know you're good at doing this kind of stuff. I'll start with you and just lean up a little bit so I can hear you.
All right. I'm Jared Ziegler. I'm 14 years old, and I go to Carson Middle School.
And it's fun for me to think about all these schools and whether I've been there or not. I actually have taken some classes at Carson Middle School. It's a great school. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
No, not really.
Okay, and tell me about your acting. Have you been in many plays?
I'm kind of beginning. This is only my second class with Saltworks, and I've done a school play or two, but that's it.
Well, that's great. What do you like about acting?
Just that you can, be yourself and just try out a whole lot of different things.
That's a good observation to make, and it's nice to have you here. Let's meet the person who is right next to you. What's your name?
My name's Derek Howell. I'm also 14, and I also go to Carson.
Ah, you're identical. Not really. that's where the similarities probably end. How long have you acted?
Since this summer, I took Saltworks.
Well, that's great. Did you take it? You took it at the Saltworks facility?
Yeah.
And what got you interested in trying?
Well, I went to a play a few years ago from Saltworks. It was Aesop's Fables, and I always thought about it, but then just decided to start doing it this year.
Well, that's great. Was it hard?
Not really, actually. Because I've done school plays before, and it was fun then, so.
Well, great. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in?
Just my grandparents.
That's terrific, and I'm glad you said hello to them. They'll be happy about that, too. They'll hear it live now, or they'll hear it during our on-demand broadcasts at neighborhoodvoices.org. Next, we have who?
I'm Dana Kirby. I'm 16 years old, and I go to Quigley Catholic High School.
Nice to meet you. Where is Quigley located?
It's in Baden.
I thought I was kind of thinking that, but I wasn't sure. How long have you been at this?
Actually, this is my first time doing Saltworks, so I'm really excited.
Congratulations. Have you done other plays?
I have done some other plays. I've done my school play once, and I used to do some acting classes when I was younger. So.
Now, what year are you in again?
I'm a junior.
Have you thought about life after Quigley yet?
Yes. Hopefully, I want to go to law school. So.
Good. How come?
I just really enjoy the justice system, and I think that I could make a good lawyer if that's what I decided to do. So.
Excellent. Well, that's great. I think you'll make a good whatever you want to be, if that's what you want to be. Let's meet the person who's wearing a cat's shirt, a little drama here. I always like to see the shirts that are here. What's your name?
I'm Sarah. I am 15 years old, and I'm homeschooled.
And have you done much in terms of acting before this play?
I started Saltworks last summer, and I've been in a few plays after that.
That's great. What community do you live in?
I live in Coriopolis.
And would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
My dad.
Excellent. And we'll go right to you next. Hello.
Okay. I'm Matilda Savachia. I am 16 years old, and I go to Quaker Valley High School.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
Hi, Dad.
Dads. Lots of dads getting shout-outs today. Have you been in lots of plays?
Yeah, actually. I've been doing Saltworks since I was, 8, so... long time.
And how has your relationship with acting changed over that period of time?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I think it's really stayed the same. I really like being on stage and being loud and I don't know.
Being loud on stage?
I enjoy being loud.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I thought you said being aloud for a minute. I wanted to be sure I heard that correctly. What's nice to meet you, and sitting next to you is...
Hi, my name is Rachel Kiriazes. I'm 16 years old, and I'm homeschooled.
Rachel has great earrings.
Thank you.
They're like these feather things. You look like you could fly away.
Yeah.
Those are nice. Do you know who made those?
I'm not sure, but my dad gave them to me for my birthday.
Oh, how nice. And where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
Homeschooled as well? And you want to say hello to anybody besides your dad, which you should say yourself, not me.
My grandparents who are listening right now.
Great. And let's meet the people that are left. We have two more actors. Hello.
Hello. My name is Kay Burnett. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a junior at Quigley Catholic High School.
Nice to meet you, another Quigley student, two juniors. In fact, have you thought about life after high school?
I have. I'm planning to attend medical school.
Look at this. We have a doctor and a lawyer to be. Quigley must be doing something right there, I think. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Oh, hi to my parents and my little brothers.
Excellent. And what are your little brothers' names?
George, Grant, and Greg.
Hello, George, Grant, and Greg. And what's your name again?
Kay.
You're not a G.
Very strange, isn't it?
Yeah. What happened there? But are your parents, either of them have G's in their first names?
My dad is actually George Burnett the Sixth.
And is your mom a Kay in her name?
She's a Susan.
Okay, so you're not, the men are all organized along that letter in your family. And let's meet you finally. What's your name?
I'm John.
And where do you go to school, John?
I'm homeschooled.
And have you been in many plays here at Saltworks?
Yeah, I have done Saltworks since I was 6 years old.
And you're how old now?
14.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
My sisters.
And their names?
Sarah and Janine.
Sarah and Janine?
Yep.
Excellent. Now, we have a scene from the play that Saltworks is doing, and the title really got me curious. It's called The Complete History of America Abridged. And Mark, I'm going to ask you, I think we can sort of get you, it's not Mark, I'm sorry.
Rob,
if you could come up and just sort of set the scene up for us, if you could.
Sure. Well, the show is about a group of people who are excited about sharing a bit of America's history. And the kids can take it from there.
Excellent. Sounds good. So you're going to hear a scene from the play. And when we're done, we'll talk again a little bit about how you can see the play when it's going to be underway and more about Saltworks. So, lights and camera. It's radio. We don't have to do lights. We don't have to do camera. We just do action.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Matilda.
I'm Dana.
I'm John.
I'm Kay.
I'm Jared.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Rachel, and welcome to today's performance of The Complete History of America, Abridged.
Today, we explore the history of a great nation. But before we do, I'm sure many of you are wondering, why? Why the complete history of America? Well, I am sure there are as many answers to that question as there are members of today's cast. John, why don't you start?
Thank you, Matilda. And in the tradition of my white Anglo-Saxon Puritan imperialist westward expansionist capitalist intellectual forebears, I'll be brief. I believe it was Benjamin Franklin who said, "History is written by the winners." Well, today, it's our turn. Matilda?
Thank you, John. Kay and Jared?
What?
Well, would you like to explain why we're doing this show?
Oh, well, all right. Before we started doing this show, I didn't know too much about American history, so I started to read up on it. You know, like in books and stuff.
And I took a ton of notes. I must have written like 3 pages of notes, front and back.
And I found a quote about what history is that I thought was totally cool. It said, "History is the deconstruction of necessary illusions and the study of emotionally potent oversimplifications." And that still holds true today, because I see this show as about remembering the past, because it's like that old saying.
Those of us who forget the past are doomed to forget, you know, other things like your car keys or even your own phone number. So I see this show like a post-it note on the refrigerator of America, a post-it note that says, "Hey, America. Don't forget to return your Redbox DVDs."
Because it's only through remembering our past that we can learn from our mistakes, or at least blame them on somebody else, and then move on into a better future. An enlightened capitalism, perhaps, free of all forms of racism, sexism, ageism, weightism, hair colorism, and making funism.
And you may say I'm a moron, and I would say to you, yes, but I'm a moron with a dream. And that, my friends, is the most dangerous type of moron.
Thank you, Kay and Jared. That was powerful. Let me see if I can crystallize for you why exactly it is we're doing the complete history of America. In fact, it's very simple. Some time ago, we received a letter from a 10-year-old girl named Amy who lives in Warwickshire, England. Amy writes, Sarah, if you please.
Dear guys, I think it would be fun for you Americans to condense all of English history.
because you are so hysterical and attractive and intelligent and wise. Love and kisses, your fan forever, Amy.
Well, Amy, this is the kind of letter that ticks us off. Did it ever occur to you that maybe we have no interest whatsoever in English history? Why can't Americans do American history? Where do all you English get off with this cultural superiority complex?
We've got culture too, you know, and a history.
Tell her, Rachel.
But when we looked into it, we realized that many Americans are at best uninformed, or at worst, embarrassed about our own history.
Well, darn it, we've got nothing to be ashamed about. We brought the world its first democracy, and a man on the moon, and Mark Twain, and...
And Jersey Shore.
Yeah, and Jersey Shore, and McDonald's, and Coca-Cola, and Big Bird, and Bart Simpson. So don't be telling me we don't have a culture and a history, little Miss Smarty Pants Amy.
So hang on, Amy. We've got a lot to accomplish in the next 45 minutes. Derek, do you have anything to add?
Let's do it!
Go us!
We begin at the beginning, 1492 Spain. The first chapter of the History of America is about to be written by that legendary Italian explorer,
Amerigo Vespucci.
We join him now in his humble map shop on the Spanish dockyards.
Ringa, ringa, hello, maps are us. Amerigo Vespucci here. What, have we got maps? We're the map mavens. What are you looking for? A sea route to India? What are you, nuts? I got a GTL.
Amerigo! Amerigo Vespucci!
Quiet, woman, I'm on the telephone. Look, buddy, great, you just lost me a customer. I hope you're happy, Sophia.
You know what would make me happy? If just once, when I told you to go out for food, you didn't come back with fish.
But, Sophia, this is God's food.
Don't give me that line about holy mackerel. I'm sick of it.
But I get a good deal on mackerel.
We wouldn't need a good deal on mackerel if you'd have sold a few maps.
Pasta, fazool, spaghetti, bolognese. Are you saying I'm a failure as a map maker?
My parents told me not to marry you. They said marry a nice boy like the Christopher Columbus. He's going places.
Well, maybe if I had a wife who gave me a little bit support every now and then.
Oh, no. It's not my fault. Let's face it, Amerigo. Nobody buys your maps because they are crap.
What do you mean, crap?
What part of crap don't you understand?
I knew you'd say something like that. Here, take a look at this. How do you like that, huh? I made it myself. It's shaped like a beach ball.
Well, it may be fun in hot tubs, but you don't know what you're doing. Every time you see a landmass, you name it the same thing.
No.
No? All right, let's take a look. Oh, up here we have North America. And down here, South America. Oh, and what's this over here? Union of Soviet Socialist Vespucci. No, no, no! Besides America, everybody knows the world is flat.
Ha, I'm way ahead of you. See, take a look at this. See, a maze shaped like a pizza pie.
Sacro Bambino! You're worthless, America, worthless!
I am not worthless. I am trying to make a name for myself. That's all. I have a dream, which is something you'll never understand. I'm sorry, Sophia, but I have to go. I can't stay here any longer. I have to be something, all that I can be. Harry Verducci, me and more. I'm off to discover a larger world. You'll never see me again. When you eat this fish, remember me.
Amerigo!
In 1502, after two long, treacherous voyages, Amerigo concluded that what everyone had thought was India was actually a new world. He named it Mundus Novus, Latin for giant nose. Eventually, it bore his name, America. History was made.
Amerigo, Amerigo.
God shed his grace on me.
Your name will live forever now, from sea to shining sea.
And so, the new world was called America, and we, the people of that land, were called Americans. But what does it mean to be an American, Sarah?
Thank you, Rachel, and thank you, John and Derek. Let's take a moment and look at this word American, shall we? It's just eight simple letters, but over the years, this word has come to stand for liberty, equality, prosperity, and sort of gosh darn persnickiness that's made the U.S. what it is today. Let's take a closer look, shall we? The first letter couldn't be simpler, just a little old A. But A is the first letter of the alphabet, isn't it? The first, the beginning, the progenitor of democracy, perhaps? A also means one, implying oneness, or unity. So you've got to admit, that A is one little letter. Now the second three letters spell out mer, which is the French word for anyone?
The sea.
That's right, the sea. In this case, obviously standing for the sea of humanity. And don't forget, it was across the sea that the French sent us the Statue of Liberty, the symbol of freedom in the midst of a sea of oppression. In gratitude, we later sent them Jerry Lewis. Now the last four letters speak for themselves, don't they? They spell out very plainly, say it with me now.
I can.
Now you've got to admit, that's one plucky word. Now, not most people know this, but if you rearrange those eight letters, you get I can ream. And if you rearrange those letters in the name of our very first president, George Washington, you get Gaggin' on Wet Horse, which was actually a popular name song in the time of the Revolution. Now, if you rearrange those letters in the name of President Barack Hussein Obama, you get A Democrat Speaks Inane Rubbish. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what it means to be an American. I thank you.
Now, we know what little Amy is thinking at this point. She's thinking, they skipped Christopher Columbus, and that's not fair. He discovered the New World, and they oddly even mentioned him. Well, nah, nah, nah.
Well, his name really wasn't Christopher Columbus. It was Cristobal Colon, and he bumped into the New World by mistake. And he wasn't even the first ones, because the Vikings, the Japanese, and the Irish were probably here before him. And there was the native population, over 90 million people, here before he arrived.
Yeah, but in fairness to Columbus, though, he was the first man to slaughter and enslave the native's population in the name of religion, and he became very wealthy in the process. So in that sense, he was the first true American.
Well done. Very well done. What an interesting play. Can you mention who wrote the play?
Sure. Actually, it was written by three gentlemen. They're most well known as the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. And they're based where? Are they in? I'm trying to think. D.C.
They are in D.C.
Yeah. They're very well done, each of you. And tell me, how can folks see the play?
Sure. Actually, we are doing a kind of a final performance, because instead of a regular play set up for this, this is actually a class with Saltworks. So we do have one performance. It is this coming, well, no, it's two Thursdays from now. What is that, the 10th? It's at 6 o'clock on the 10th.
It's 6 o'clock on November 10th?
Thursday? The 10th or the 11th? Oh, the 17th. Yeah,
the 17th.
That is,
there we go.
I've got it all mixed up.
I should have that in my notes, too, though. So the 17th, we'll double check that.
But Thursday the 17th at 6 o'clock is correct. And then we actually get to take this group of kids on a little tour on Friday, and we're performing at two middle schools.
Oh, terrific.
So we're going to have fun across the North Hills.
Well, thanks, everyone. I hope that you break all your legs or whatever it is I should ask you to do in this day and time. Did anybody mean to say something that they didn't get a chance to say? Anybody? And Sophia? Was that your role in part of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great accent. That I was looking for where the other character came from. That was very good. All of you did great, but well done. And thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much.
That's members from Saltworks Theater, and the play is called The Complete History of America, Abridged.